For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
President Trump had opposed that agreement even during the campaign. He said there will be the highest level of sanctions imposed on Iran. Within 6 months, contracts would wind down. That includes deals for Boeing aircraft worth billions to the company. In Tehran, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani spoke. He said, "We know that President Trump is not reliable, so we anticipated this was coming. We shored up our foreign exchange, and our economic growth is not going to suffer." Former President Obama says it's a serious mistake for the UN to end its involvement in the Iran agreement. Britain, France, and Germany urged President Trump to stay with the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, spewing lava and ash for 5 days, has calmed down a bit, but experts say it could erupt again. Edwin Montoya has a family farm on the slopes of the volcano.
If it happens, if it blows its top, and I'm there at the time, I'm 76 years old. I've lived a good life, and I have to go where I want to go.
The lava has destroyed dozens of homes and other buildings, and nearly 1,800 people have been evacuated. To pave the way for a U.S.-North Korea summit, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in North Korea. According to the president, a location, time, and date for a meeting with Kim Jong-un have been set. However, that still has not yet been announced. He also called it a great thing if 3 American detainees in North Korea were released. Mike Pompeo is expected to return home with them. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Walmart is announcing a new policy when it comes to filling opioid prescriptions. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
In the face of a deadly national opioid abuse epidemic, the world's largest retailer says within the next 60 days, it's going to start limiting new opioid prescriptions to 7 days and dosages to 50 morphine milligram equivalents per day, also requiring that prescriptions be filled out electronically to prevent fraud. The changes in line with recommendations from the federal CDC trying to curb deaths from opioid overdoses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Uber has unveiled models of its flying taxi at its Uber Elevate Summit in Los Angeles. They're partnering with NASA to develop the air taxi service as a way to cut down commute times and reduce pollution. The plan is to launch a demo and testing program in the year 2020. The flying taxis, which take off vertically and land at ports on rooftops, will fly between 1,000 to 2,000 feet above ground at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour. The vehicles resemble helicopters, but are quieter, with 4 prop rotors on each wing and electric propulsion to cut down on emissions. The taxis will be manned by a pilot first, with the goal for the planes to eventually fly autonomously. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.